Hello, this is J. Paul Peter Paul, and this is day 5 of my pandemic diary. I'm J. Paul Peter Paul. I was challenged by E. Warner Baxter, who owns the Cavco Communication Uplink. Challenged to create a daily blog, an audio blog, that will report on the pandemic that is now affecting the United States and the rest of the world, taking lives and, yes, putting people in hospital. To report on it, but say only uplifting things about life, not necessarily about the disease and its effects, but uplifting and positive things about life in general surrounding that, but always refer to the pandemic. Well, it seemed like a challenge that I could not deny. I had to take it up. He promised me a bonus of $65,000 with my next paycheck if I could do it successfully. But if at any time during my blog, my audio blog, my pandemic diary, if you will, I sound negative or I say anything that is the least bit troubling, I have to stab myself with this knife. Those of you who are watching the video cast can see it. It is a fairly good size carving knife or steak knife used to cut up bits of beef for, say, stew. It's about 10 inches in length, and I have to drive it at least 4 inches into my leg. Well, how could you pass up a challenge like that? So let's go for it. Day 5 of the J. Paul Peter Paul Pandemic Diary. Hello, everyone. This is J. Paul Peter Paul. I'm a native Californian. And today on Pandemic Diary, I want to update the numbers. We've had 22,000 people die from the pandemic so far. And I sound a little happy, I know. I don't mean to. But again, referencing the deal that I signed with Babbitt Barlow, our owner, I would report on the pandemic, but I would be positive and uplifting and very inspiring in the environment around that report. I am not to be negative. I am not to say anything sad or depressing. But I was also challenged not to be so upbeat that I sound as if I am being sarcastic or, if you will, a bit smart-alecky. If I transgressed in any of these, I would receive a phone call from Tom Dovka, our program consultant, a one-ring phone call. And then I would be forced, by our agreement, to stab myself. to stab myself in the leg with this steak knife that you see in front of you if you're watching the video cast. This is about a 10-inch knife. This knife is used to cut up stewing beef. To cut up stewing beef and other forms of edible meats, chops, pork links. What the fuck? Chops, steaks, and so forth. I would be forced to drive this at least 3 inches into my leg, pull it out, put it down, and, as was told to me by Tom, as an adult, push forward with the pandemic diary. And that's what I propose to do today on J. Paul Peter Paul's Pandemic Diary.
J. Paul Peter Paul, the Pandemic Diary.
Hello, everyone, and this is J. Paul Peter Paul. You know me as the hourly newsman throughout the day on the Cavco broadcast uplink nationally and internationally, as well as regionally here in North America. But today I come to you as the Pandemic Diary Man, the Pandemic Diarian. That was wrong. I said diarrhean. That was unintentional, and I am anticipating at... There it is, right there. That was unintentional, and yet I probably should have been on the lookout for a word like that because it makes it sound as if I'm mocking. I don't mean to mock. I want to be humorous, but I don't mean to mock. So pardon me, I have to stab myself now with this knife.
Wow!
One other piece of information I failed to give you. I have to stab myself with this knife and not make a sound. Now, keep in mind what I get for all of this.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
I get $70,000 if I stab myself with this knife and not make a sound. I'm able to deliver all of the information around the pandemic without being depressing, but not too uplifting, so as to sound as if I'm mocking the information. And I have to do this over a 10-day period. I've reached the midway point. Allow me to stab myself now. Now, I know I made a noise there, and that technically violates our deal. So, okay, all right, very good. I have to do it again. Don't make any noise at all. Okay, that was me, and I did it, and let's move on now forward with J. Paul Peter Paul and Pandemic Diary Day 5. Well, in this pandemic currently afflicting the United States and the world, we've seen some 20-plus thousand people have died, and I messed that up. 22,000-plus people... Okay, let me just go ahead and... I wouldn't do this were it not for the money. Pardon me for just a moment. Well, all right, I made a noise. I'm having to drive this knife into my thigh, so hold on for just a moment. Fuck. Well, I said fuck. I'm sorry. I can't make a noise. I'm driving this knife. I've got six distinct wounds, and now I'm complaining. So, yeah, see, that's two. I have to stab myself twice. Okay. Well, what? Okay, people can tell I'm in pain. Hold on. There. I stabbed myself about six or seven times. Oh, well, I shouldn't have said that because that makes it sound like... This is J. Paul Peter Paul's Pandemic Diary. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Day 5. It is a challenge to tell you about so many of the things that are occurring around this pandemic. There are hospitalizations. There are medical needs, certainly needs for equipment. And all of this is taking place in the process that is being currently used. And that is a process that is being worked out politically by our leaders and by our representatives. We do have fatalities, and we also have people who are currently in hospital, and there have been recoveries. And that's a good thing for all of us to keep in mind, because I shouldn't have done that. That was a comment. I shouldn't make a comment on it. Hold on. I have to stab myself with this 10-inch blade. Pardon me for just a moment. And not make any noise. I just made a noise. Shit. I got to stab myself and keep not making... You can't hear me do it. Okay. Well, there was one more wound. I probably shouldn't point that out. Is that going to be it? Yeah, it is. All right. I just stabbed myself after having made the faux pas of commenting on how many wounds I have. All of that is against the rules as laid out by Tom Dovka, our consultant here at Cavco Broadcast Uplink, so that I can be the recipient of a $70,000 bonus here at the end of this 10-day pandemic diary. J. Paul Peter Paul here with our Pandemic Diary, Day 5. Well, it is a challenge to report on the information that is surrounding us concerning this pandemic, and you don't want to, of course, be too depressing. You don't want to be too uplifting. You want it to be right down the middle. Give information. Give people a sense that life is here, life is going on. We're not too giddy and gay about it, but we're not going to drag ourselves into any kind of deep depression because of it. I can tell you that 22,000 people have died from the pandemic, and many hundreds of thousands have currently been hospitalized or at least have tested positive. Now, the information that we have concerning testing, very important. Tests will be available, according to the president, at some point. I'm hesitating now. I shouldn't, should I? Shit. Plus, I said shit, so... This blade you're seeing right here, this is a 10-inch blade. I have to stab myself. Hold on. I just breathed. You could hear that. I have to stab. I can't... I know. See, I can't make any noise at all when I stab myself. All right. So, let's get back now to Pandemic Diary, Day 5, J. Paul Peter Paul. I'm J. Paul Peter Paul, and this is the Pandemic Diary, Day 5, where I give you information on the pandemic without being too emotional, either too happy or too sad. Not comment on things, don't slip up and misstate words, and don't comment on Tom Dovka's review of what I'm doing. He is listening to me, and if I make any mistakes, he calls. Just one ring of the telephone, that means I have to stab myself with this 10-inch... I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, see... I just said fuck. Yeah, all right, okay, all right. Now I'm sounding upset. That's three stabs. Hold on. Okay, we're back. J. Paul Peter Paul's Pandemic Diary, Day 5. A great many things are happening internationally. Many countries so far have been able to see some flattening of that curve, as they say. They have been able to begin to make plans for getting their economies back up and running to end social distancing and so on. And how will that play out here in the United States? We are seeing, if you look state by state at the WHO records, there is some flattening of the curve in most, if not all, states, and we do see peak dates, so that when we see that peak date, we know that we are to expect, or at least hopefully, see that curve begin to flatten, the number of deaths reported going down, and the number of cases reported as positive going down as well. Hospitalizations, as well as recovery from hospitalizations, all of these beginning to flatten the curve. This is a challenge to our country, one that we have certainly seen before, and I'm sounding a little, I know he's going to call now because I just sounded before, and I up inflected, Tom. I know that's why you're calling. I have to stab myself again. What the fuck? No. What? Yes, Tom, Earl Cooch. Yeah, yeah, J. Paul's, he's losing a lot of blood. He's losing too much blood. Okay, all right, call it off. Does he get the money? He wants to know if, he says he'll pay you half, J. Paul. He's laughing, right. He'll pay you half.
From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's time for I Just Got Off the Phone with Pete Bone. Pete Bone, one of the top, most emphatic voices in all of talk radio today. A man who stands on principle alone, and you know where he stands, or you'll know his name. And now, from Chicago, Pete Bone.
Thank you very much, Bob Aberdeen. Bob is with us, and healthy and wealthy and wise, and good to see you, Bob. You're the first announcer I think I've had that has lasted more than a few weeks. Bob, how are you doing?
Very good.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Pete Bone, and I just got off the phone with Pete Bone, is the name of our show, and as you know, our show is a show that clarifies. I like to think of ourselves as those who, we are among the good, we're the good guys, okay? Can you say that, Bob?
Absolutely.
We are the good guys. We're the people who tell you exactly where we stand. You can use us as an anchor. You can use us as a fixed point in the moral landscape. We never deviate. We never, ever deviate. We do sometimes. And let me just be clear, okay, because we get a lot of letters about this.
Well, we have people who write in, and I
know what they're writing in about. I read the stuff, Bob, so... We have people writing and say, well, what do you mean you never deviate? You just did. No, I did not. No, I did not deviate. We never, ever deviate from our principles. We never, ever deviate from our principles, okay? I want to hammer that in, man. I want to just, like, that's a nail. I want to pound that right into the stud right there on the side of the wall so that that never changes. Because we don't. Except if we get scared or if something, there are moments when fear causes you to reassess, okay? To reassess. Let me give you an example. I took a lot of heat last year when myself and a young lady that I was escorting to a movie, we were attacked, we were robbed here on a street in Chicago. You all know the story, and it was gotten wrong by the news media. I said to the robber, and this guy, by the way, was arrested by the Chicago police within 30 minutes. That guy whose name will not pass my, the last name O'Neill, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And I said, you will not touch this girl over my dead body. I said, that's the only way it's going to happen. He then pointed the gun at me. And I don't know if you've ever had that. Do you know what that feels like?
I do not know.
He pointed the gun at me and he said, I'll blow your head off. Now, when someone says that to you, you reassess. You back up, you rethink, okay? You don't just say, no, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Just what I, that's stupid. That's stupid. I said, you will not touch this girl. But then he pointed the gun and I said to him, then I will step aside. I'll monitor the situation. As it turns out, guess what happened? All he did was rob her purse. And she happened to have in the purse a keepsake from her grandmother. It was a platinum band wedding ring that she was stolen, but he didn't attack her the way I thought he was going to.
You thought it would be a physical assault.
That's what I thought, and it was not. So Pete Bone made it. I do not waver when I said, you don't touch this girl. I looked him in the eye, and I could see he was staring at me. You know, he was looking at me like, what do I got here? I said, you touch this girl. I didn't have to say anything else,
right?
And he went ahead and put the gun to my head, and I said, tell you what, go ahead, but I will never forget what you did here.
And I'll bet you just put the fear of Jesus into him.
I did. I know I did, because he didn't do anything other than rob her of everything in her purse, which happened to be some jewelry, and one of them, there was this platinum band that her grandmother had given her. That's, so
You're going to hear people say, oh, yeah, Pete Bone. No, he doesn't. Yes, I do. I stand on. That's the only time, and that's been made a big deal out of it. I stand on principle. I never waver. I never, ever go back on my word. When you get Pete Bone's word, you've just gotten Pete Bone's word. That's what you got.
From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, I'm on the phone with Pete Bone. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Pete Bone here. I believe with all of my heart and all of my soul that our economy is coming back. It's coming back stronger than ever in 2021. I would put the lives of my children on it. I definitely would put the lives of my children on it. I'm not certain the economy is coming back. And saying that I will put the lives of my children on it is a big statement.
Would you say that? I haven't heard anybody else say it.
I said it, and now I'm thinking about it, and I realize that's a huge statement. That's a huge statement. I know I don't want to see my children die, but I believe it. I really, really do. I really, really do. That's why I'd like you to invest with Jack Barkham and Associates. Jack Barkham and Associates will invest your money in just the right manner so that when we turn the corner for 2021, your money should be doing really good. I can't say for sure. It's against the law for me to say your money's going to be doing really good. But I'm pretty darn sure that is my money with Jack Barkham? Some of it is. Some of it is. I gave some of it to him last week. I'll see how it's... I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm absolutely convinced it's going to be great. Would I put my... I mean, how do I back that up? You can't really.
And now back to I'm on the phone with Pete Bone.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls now. And this is Jim and Pacoima. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Pete, listen. I wanted to get some advice. First of all, how are you doing?
Real good.
I wanted to get some advice. You had talked about an investment last week. You said it was sure. It was a gold exchange of some kind?
Right, that is that's the Ketchum Gold Exchange.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I want to invest in gold. What do you think?
I think gold is a solid, I think it's a solid gold investment. I don't think you can go wrong with gold unless the economy starts to pick up. If the economy gets better, then the price of gold goes down.
Okay, what would you recommend?
As I said, these guys are advertisers. I would buy gold at some point. I don't know about today.
Well, isn't that a good time? They're an advertiser.
Yeah.
You're a Pete Bone. You say you're definite, but you don't sound very...
No, I am. I'm very definite. I'm very, very definite. Buy gold. I don't know about if you should buy with these guys. They are advertisers. But I wouldn't buy gold right now because the economy may come back. So, you know, it's...
Well, that doesn't help me.
It's... Don't worry about it, man. You know, people call up... Let me tell you something. I know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? Don't worry about it. I know what I'm talking about, and I know what I believe in. And I have a gold sponsor, and I sell gold. They sell gold. I don't. I can't say if they want to cut me on the action. That guy wanted to know, what do I think? Hey, I just told him, and he's like, oh, wow, well, gee, Pete, you didn't... See what I mean? So if you don't want a definite man, if you don't want a man who is definite, a man who knows his mind, a man who knows where he stands, then don't call me. Because I'm on the phone with Pete Bone means you're going to get it straight, hard, throbbing, all the way. Okay, let's go to the phone call. We got Dodie here calling from San Bernardino. Dodie, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Pete. Could I ask you about the young lady you were out with last year?
Go ahead, yeah.
You said that the man that dropped you should not touch her, and yet he did.
Hold on for a minute.
Yes, he did, Pete. I heard you. You told the story.
No, wait a minute. Listen, this is Pete Bone. I'm on the phone with Pete Bone. I am rock solid.
Well, you say that, but you just told the story.
Wait a minute. You're not listening to me, okay? See, one of the things about people who listen to this show, I don't want their weak ability to see things. I told that guy, don't you touch her. Guess what happened? He didn't touch her.
But he robbed her.
He robbed her. But I said, don't touch her physically.
Well, didn't he take her possessions?
He took, yes.
Everything that she had in the purse?
Yes, he did.
I read in the paper it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $35,000 that...
Yeah, he took $30,000 to $35,000. But I said that when I told him, "Don't you touch her," and guess what? I could see the look in his eye. He was frightened of me, and he took the purse, and he took all the money. He disappeared with her into the back seat of the car. Yeah, for no more than 20 seconds.
Well, then that's what took place because the police said.
I'm
on the phone with Pete Bone, a fixed point in the moral compass of America. Pete Bone will be right back.
Hi, Pete Bone here. You know, my mind control and mind strengthening lessons are exactly what you need in a time where we see so much vacillation. People who say one thing and do something else. People who say maybe they will and maybe they won't. People who say they believe this and then they believe something else. People who can't seem to stay on one good fixed star in the sky. That's me, Pete Bone, and my mind-strengthening lessons will help you. Lesson one, day one. With my mind-strengthening lessons, you'll learn how to stay the course mentally, emotionally, politically, and culturally. Here's what you do. I believe that the sun rises in the east. I believe with all of my heart that the sun rises in the east. I believe it, 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 I believe it. That is lesson one in our mind strengthening. Lesson two in our mind strengthening. I believe with all of my heart, and no one can tell me any different, that the sun sets in the east or the west. Now I have to go out and check, because what they say is east and what they say is west.
Okay. Pete Bone's mind-strengthening lessons.
Jesus H. What is that supposed to mean?
I'm on the phone with Pete Bone. Don't bother me just yet. We're back from the Croner Building in Chicago. I'm Bill Aberdeen.
Thank you, Bill Aberdeen. Your name is Aberdeen, right?
Yes.
All right.
No, I said yes, but it's actually Aberdeen. But I say yes
because it is Aberdeen.
It's Aberdeen.
It is Aberdeen.
But I'm saying yes because this is Pete Bone. I'm on the phone with Pete Bone, and we were a fixed moral point.
Yes. Your name is Bill
Aberdeen.
Thank you, Bill Aberdeen. And welcome back to I'm on the phone with Pete Bone. Let's go to another phone call here. All right, let's go to Gus. Hey, Gus, you're on the air.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Great, Gus. How you doing?
Well, I'm not bad, but I'm here listening to your show, and you claim to be a fixed point of morality. Is that right?
I don't claim it. I am, sir.
I just heard what you said to the lady about the young woman was taken to the back seat of a car.
No. I said, yes, that's exactly right. That's what happened.
Oh, is that what you wanted to have happen?
No, I did not. No, I do not. I said, don't you ever look at me like that again.
No, you didn't. You said, don't take that girl in the back seat of the car.
I said, don't touch her, and he didn't. He took her rings. He took her money. He didn't touch her.
He took her in the back seat of the car.
Because I had said to him, you don't scare me.
You know, I'm at the gym right now, Pete.
You understand what I'm saying, okay? I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to make Pete Bone. You're trying to move me off of my fixed point.
You're not a fixed point of anything. You said don't touch her. The guy took her in the back seat.
I told him, the first thing I said to him was, don't you look at me like that, you dirty, cheap punk. And he lowered his eyes and he grabbed the girl and just he hauled her into the back seat of the car.
And you said, don't touch her.
I said, yeah, I yelled to him. I'm not sure he heard me. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
You know, Pete, I'm here at the...
You listen to what I said, right?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay.
All right, I'm here at the gym. And I just want you to hear me. I'm gonna lift some weights right now. This is a 500-pound weight I'm gonna lift. Listen to this. That's what I'm gonna sound like that when I tear your fucking.
No punk talks to me like that. No punk talks to me like that. I'm Pete Bone.
Pete Bone. I just got off the phone with Pete Bone. Has been a presentation of the Cavco Broadcast Uplink, Tom Dovka presiding. I'm Bill Aberdeen.
I just got off the phone with Pete Bone, and it wasn't too good for me.
Pete
Bone. I just got off the phone with Pete Bone. And, of course, J. Paul Peter Paul's Pandemic Diary, Day 5. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1. I'm J. Paul Peter Paul. Oh, you... Oh, that's me, yeah. Okay. You know Bill Aberdeen?
Hi.
How you doing? I wasn't really sure of that whole thing.